This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Steve Stone. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Steve, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm just delightful. It's opening day, one of the most exciting days of the year. Everybody still believes they have a chance. And, you know, you're waiting for the good things to happen. Hopefully, there'll be a few more than last year. And I think everybody is pretty happy to get this season started. I think you get to the point in spring training where that's enough. Everybody's trained quite enough, and now it's time to play for real games.
Well, I think people are realistic about their expectations, Steve. But after watching the White Sox in spring training, what type of team do you expect to see in terms of maybe not the outcome, but maybe the process? Are they going to be better at certain areas, and if so, what areas are those?
Well, I think they are going to be a bit better, and what I look forward to is when a lot of these really promising young pitchers come up from the minor leagues and round out what will be, hopefully, the rotation for the future. I think this is going to be a team that is built on some good young pitching, hopefully better defense. I think it will be a bit better. And, you know, where the runs are going to come from, well, you have to get some guys that have sometimes surprising years, and other guys live up to what they have on the back of their baseball cards. I'm looking for a rebound year out of Luis Robert. It was nice for me to see Benintendi not take near as long as we thought when he first went down with that injury. And hopefully things get off to a good start, because even teams that are picked to finish up the track, if they get off to a good start and they start to believe in themselves, they can play a whole lot better than the prognosticators would think.
Steve, we were talking just about the number of Sox pitchers that wound up getting Tommy John surgery, and certainly Drew Thorpe kind of headlines the group, but there's a lot of guys that you were hoping to see this year that are struggling and now will be gone for another year. And I'm just wondering, you know, obviously that there's nothing contagious that would lead to so many guys needing the same surgery, but that's baseball. So many guys, you know, you're trying to throw harder than you can, whatever it might be. I'm curious what your reaction was to that.
Well, certainly, you know you're going to get injuries. You have to hope that the injuries you do get are not too consequential, guys. But it doesn't always work that way. I mean, look at Drury. I mean, he was crushing the ball in the spring, came up with a broken thumb, and you know, was designated for assignment. So it's sad in a way that these guys worked very hard to get themselves in shape to get ready to go, only to see their bodies fail them. And as far as you know, look, six Tommy John surgeries is a horrible situation. There's no doubt. But there's a few things that come into play, guys, and maybe things have to change a little bit. I don't know exactly the direction that the industry is going to go in. I can tell you that with guys being bigger, stronger, quicker, and faster than ever, meaning across the board they're throwing a little bit harder as a group than they did years ago. We still had a lot of hard throwers years ago. You might remember back when there was a four-man pitching rotation and they were going 300 innings. Now you can't even get to 200 innings. And so with the guys being as big and as strong as they are, and then the philosophy that Driveline came along with, which is throw every pitch as hard as you can.
Right.
The one thing you can't get bigger and stronger, you can get the muscles bigger and stronger. You can get the athlete bigger and stronger. You can't get the tendons and ligaments bigger and stronger. And if everybody throws every pitch as hard as they can, it ceases to be pitching. It becomes throwing. And throwers get hurt more frequently than pitchers. Guys are throwing less innings than ever before. They are they're protecting or supposedly protecting these guys in the minor leagues by not allowing them to throw a whole lot of innings. And I liken it to, you guys remember you guys remember a sprinter by the name of Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Who used to pretty much set world records just about every time he raced in a big time track meet. Well, if he didn't sprint, then he couldn't run fast. It sounds unusual, but if he were only running distance, when it came down to sprinting, he probably couldn't do it because he wasn't doing it. It's the same thing with amount of innings pitched. If you don't get to the point where you train your body to pitch in excess of 200 innings, you're never going to be able to do that. And how do we do that? We get guys throwing more, but we get guys pitching. You don't throw every pitch as hard as you can, because the object of pitching is to keep hitters off balance. If you're throwing every pitch 98, then he knows the velocity that you're going to throw. That means you can only fool him with location. You should be able to fool him with both velocity and location. But in lieu of that, we're seeing more injuries. We're seeing more guys not able to throw strikes consistently because they are not pitching, they're throwing. And maybe the industry will start to change. I hope that it does, because I hate to see young talent ruined by numerous surgeries of one sort or another.
He's Steve Stone. You're listening to Mully and Haw. We're going to have him for about five more minutes. So always great to talk to Stone, especially opening day.
Steve, great explanation, smart analysis. I just wonder, hearing all that and seeing this rash of surgeries that it has become, should it or does it give you any pause in the way the White Sox are planning this rebuild, forming it around young pitching? That's the foundation that it has to be, because that is who you have in your organization. Does it give you any pause?
No, it doesn't, because I think that there's some pretty good pitching folks in the White Sox organization. I think if you look at the last, I don't know how many years, you can pick a number, you'll realize that they have developed some pitching. There's been some pretty good guys coming through the system. Now, some they use in trades, some they move along, some get hurt, some thrive. But, I think that the strength of this team will be pitching, which means that they also have to see the defense come around, because good defense really helps good pitching. I think a pitching staff has to work together as a 13-man unit. And the best way to protect your bullpen is to go longer into games. So if you have guys consistently trained to go five innings, that means you've got four innings of coverage from your bullpen, which is fine in April and May and possibly some of June. But it's not always the best bullpen that wins. It's the healthiest bullpen that wins. And the challenge of the manager and the pitching personnel is to make sure that the team is healthy, the pitching staff is healthy, and they're ready to go when it comes to consequential games. Now, most people believe that we're not going to see those consequential games this year. However, it is opening day. You still have to have a positive attitude because you never know what happens. I've seen teams that weren't supposed to get there suddenly get there. How it happens, I don't know. You have a couple of good years. You make a trade. A few young guys come through that you hadn't counted on, and all of a sudden you play better than you thought you were going to play. And I think the tone for this team is going to be set in the first 2 weeks to a month. I want to see solid baseball being played. I don't want to see the fourth and fifth out given to teams in the course of an inning. I'd like to see a double play when the opportunity comes made. I'd like to see some pitchers throwing some ground balls when they have to. And I think it remains to be seen just exactly what's going to happen this year. I know that there's a lot of dismal predictions. You can understand where runs would be a problem. If they can figure that out somehow, maybe play a different game. Play a game that that you do try to push across every run you have the opportunity to push across. You don't sit and wait back for the long ball, because on this team, it's not going to be a power-laden team. It's going to be a team that's going to have to win on pitching and defense and execution, and I think they took some good strides in spring training for that. And if you look at the arc of spring training, they started off terribly. Things got a whole lot better toward the end. The pitching got better. The defense got better. And I know it's spring training. I know it doesn't count. I know that nobody knows the record from last year or the year before in spring training because it's irrelevant. But going forward, I think there was some positives coming out of the spring, and we'll just have to see. You know, you got 162 of them. Getting off to a fast start is essential, and let's see if the Sox can do that.
Steve, I'm curious, what do you think the strength of this team is, right? I mean, I understand the talk of fundamentals, but, you know, they've tried a lot of different shortstops, and now it looks like Amaya is the guy they're going to settle on, or maybe Baldwin, but I just don't know what the strength of the team is. I thought it might be the outfield. Talkman's hurt to start the season. I just don't know.
No, I don't think anybody does, Mully. I think that this is a team that has to create their own identity. And you don't do it in spring training. You can start it in spring training, but it doesn't really happen until you get about a month into the season. And then we'll be more able to see. Now, just on the surface, it appears that starting pitching is going to be serviceable. It's going to be pretty decent. And we'll have to wait and see. I mean, if Sean Burke comes through with what we saw at times last year, that's going to be a really good addition to the starting rotation. I think Jonathan Cannon showed enough last year where you would be excited this year. Davis Martin has had a couple of different pitches, and he looked pretty good in the spring. So we had some guys who threw the ball pretty well. It's a question, can they carry it over into the season when things get a little more intense, when guys are bearing down much more? That remains to be seen. So the identity for me has got to be pitching and defense to start with, because I don't think the Bombers are there on this team. If Luis Robert comes through and has the kind of year that he had a few years back, we'll have one of the guys in there that can get it done. If Benintendi has a first half like he had the second half last year, That's two quality established major league bats in the lineup. Now we have to wait and see who else is going to come through. I mean, Vargas showed in spring training that the added 15 to 20 pounds might give him a little more pop. He came over with a lot of rave reviews from the Dodgers. We'll just have to see how that plays out. I'd like to see him work, and I think he did, on first step quickness at third base, and that will help the defense. But remember, along the line, and you won't see it at first, but the starting rotation has got to help that bullpen. The bullpen has to be established as to who's going to be the premier setup man, who's going to be the closer at the end. And, you know, they've got some arms down there. Clevenger, I don't think, gave up a run in the spring. That was pretty good. Boozer threw the ball very well. So there's a little promise at the back end of the pen, but it's up to the starting rotation to protect them. And the identity of this team is going to be pitching and defense. And I think they're going to have to scramble for some runs, but it is doable. And, you know, it's very hard to make the solid prediction of what the team is going to look like in June when you're first starting out in March.
60 seconds, Steve. What has Will Venable done this spring to give you confidence that he will have a solid rookie season as a manager?
Well, I think he's got a pretty good staff around him. I think that's step number one. Number two, this is a guy that people just like because he's a good communicator. He's also a pretty good guy. He's also having his first, you know, shot at being a manager, but he comes from a good pedigree. Not only was his father a major league player, but he studied under some of the better guys around. I mean, you spend some time under Bruce Bochy, you have a guy who knows what he's doing. He's also spent some time under Alex Cora. I mean, I think that Will has learned from some excellent baseball people, and I think he'll be able to carry it forward. I think he's going to be a very good combination of a guy that players both like and respect. Respect in this game has to be earned. He's at the starting line of what I hope and think can be a pretty good major league career as a manager. But there's a lot of lessons this league has to teach, not only the players, but they have to teach the manager. And, you know, he'll learn. He's far from the finished product, but I like the early stages.
Great stuff, Steve. So much fun to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Steve. See you later.
Okay, guys, have a good show, and let's hope the season goes better than last.
Oh, boy, that's a bare minimum. That's our guy, Steve Stone. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.